It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Last Friday, USDA released quite a few reports. We've talked about how the supply and demand and the final crop production report influenced the grains and how the winter wheat seedings influenced the winter wheat crop. Today, we'll talk about what the quarterly grain stocks report told us. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, the quarterly grain stocks report gives us an idea of just how much grain is in our bin at the time of the survey. This survey happened to have been as of December 1st, and it'll give us an idea, or basically it helps the USDA true up what the demand has been for old crop up until that point. And what was interesting is it also gives us an idea of just where the grain is sitting at. So what was interesting is the report was friendly as far as corn and soybeans were concerned. Little bit, neutral as far as wheat. So looking at the wheat number, stocks came in at 1.57 billion bushels, 5 million bushels above expectations, and 149 million bushels above the previous year. But what's interesting with wheat is that about one-third of the wheat stocks are being held on farm, two-thirds are being held in off-farm, or basically in commercial storage. For corn, stocks came in at 12.07 billion bushels. That was 73 million bushels less than expected by the trade and 97 million bushels less than last year. And just the opposite is happening for corn. About two-thirds of the corn is being held on farm, whereas one-third is being held off farm. So interesting change of events is that the commercials are holding most of the wheat, the farmer is holding most of the corn. For soybeans, stocks came in at 3.1 billion bushels, 108 million bushels less than expected by the trade, but 99 million bushels above last year. And as expected, the soybean stocks are being held basically 50-50, half on farm, half off farm. This is important as we move forward just to see just what the potential of the markets are. As with the commercial firms holding most of the wheat, any kind of a major rally might be somewhat stymied as they already have the product. Whereas with corn, it's going to take a little bit more to get that corn out of the bins.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.